Like most things in my life, my idea of home is not black and white. Home is not the address I put on my taxes, the house in which I was raised, or the country of my natural citizenship. Instead, home is a condition, a feeling of comfort, warmth, and belonging that lives within my soul. It sounds like my favorite song, smells like the seaside, and tastes like the first sip of piping hot tea on a Sunday afternoon. I had this epiphany on a sunny day in England's coastal region of Cornwall. My family and I were on a quintessentially British walking holiday, and we had just discovered a rocky, cliff-lined path that led to a mysterious chapel. As my aching American feet climbed the steep terrain towards the pinnacle of our journey, the chapel transformed from a speck in the distance to an ancient, weather-worn house of worship. I felt its cold, mossy walls and could feel the salty ocean breeze through its windowless sides. I walked to the edge of its patio, a slab that darted dangerously above the tumultuous English Channel, and sat on the edge, allowing my tired legs to hang over. As I rested there, I glanced out over the sea. It surrounded me on three sides, and from that height, it seemed as if the water went on infinitely, the horizon as tall as I was, its waters like a wall of crystal. Without warning, tears welled up in my eyes and streaked down my cheeks. My mom came over from taking pictures, noticing my apparent distress. She tried to comfort me, asking if I missed being back home. "No," I said, shaking my head. Under my breath, I muttered, "This is home." Until that moment, I had not realized the vast distance that separated my physical home in America from my heart's home in England. And the stolid sanctuary existing thousands of years before me would be here thousands more after, yet I may never visit it again. As it never had before, my heart was leaping out of its chest, shaking off the cobwebs and weeping for the place it had fallen in love with, but could not remain. Never had I felt the need to dig my hands into the grass and never let go, refusing to let life continue on its present course. But, as life always does, it did. I believe in exploring this world with your heart open, not allowing yourself to settle on a convenient apartment near your job, being limited in your travels by your issued passport, or being told where to live through a predestined zip code. I believe in getting your shoes dirty, climbing that mountain, and tasting the ocean along the way. I believe in finding yourself through honesty, faith, and experience. But this above all, I believe in finding home.